Hello, Chuck here, and welcome back to another training. Today, I'd like to discuss, is network marketing income actually passive income? This is going to be a fun topic. I know there are many different opinions about this. I'm just going to share my thoughts. So what is passive income? In essence, it's money that comes in over and over, week after week, or month after month, year after year, for something that you did one time. What are some examples of passive income? Retirement income from the government, storage units, the income that you get from that. Maybe you wrote a book and you get book royalties or music royalties if you created a CD or a music album. Rentals from rental property, rental income. Interest or dividends from your investments. Those are examples of passive income. However, some of those are more passive than others. For example, a book royalty. Unless it's like an ultra best-selling book, you're still going to have to keep marketing the book if you want to keep selling it. In most cases, same thing with music royalties. And your rental income from a rental property or from a storage unit, there's still some type of level of involvement with it, even though it's not full-time or significant. So is MLM income actually a passive income? My answer to that is yes and no. It can be if you build your business the right way. In many cases, though, it's not. If you're just selling a product, then no, it's not passive. You have to keep selling a product. If you built a team and the team doesn't need you to maintain and to keep growing, then yes, it can be passive income streams. But keep in mind, there's almost always going to be some level of involvement in your MLM business. I will let you know, though, that I do have many friends who are retired from their MLM business, and they've still been getting checks for years, some of them even decades. So it can be passive income. It may go down a little bit or flatline as your involvement slows down in the business, but it's still possible to build a passive income with network marketing. So how do you do it? Well, you have to join a reputable company. You want to look for a company that has a good leadership team. They're moral, they're ethical, they do things legally, and they're positioned for long-term success. Of course, there's no guarantee. I mean, any company could potentially go out of business. But look for a good, reputable company. Ideally, one that's been around for a few years. Because a company that's made it to the five-year mark, there's a high likelihood they're going to continue to be successful. It doesn't mean that it's guaranteed that they will, but there's a high likelihood. You also want to build leaders, all right? So the real key in network marketing is having leaders on your team. Actually, you want leaders backed by leaders backed by leaders. If you don't have leaders, then your business will crumble. Leaders are the glue that keeps the business together. You also want to leverage a system, and you want to create a strong team culture. When I look at the top 10, 15, 20 largest network marketing companies, when you look in the field with their distributors, they have a very strong corporate and team culture. And this is important. Culture is what keeps people together with the leaders. It creates an atmosphere that people want to be part of. So the real question, and I didn't put it on this slide, is this. Is MLM passive income the best type of passive income? Or would you be better off doing something else? For example, would you be better off becoming a network marketing rep? Or would you be better off buying a storage unit? Or would you be better off writing a book? Or buying a rental property, or investing a lot of money and getting the interest as passive income? Well, there is no right answer. In fact, you are not limited to just doing one of these things. You should strive to have a rental property or rental income. You should have or strive to achieve interest income. I do believe network marketing can be a great passive income for the right person. If you're willing to commit a few years to working really hard and building something substantial, then yes, it could potentially pay you for many years to come. But on the other hand, the company could get bought, it could go out of business, it could close down or get a lawsuit, and your income could go away. But you could argue that could happen in anything in life. There really are no guarantees in life. You could have a rental property and you could get sued. You could have a book that sells like hotcakes for the first year and then you can't give it away. You could have a storage unit and things could go wrong. So you have to weigh the pros and cons of all of these. You do want to diversify your passive income streams. It helps to have more than one, but start with one. Get it built. Learn what you can about it. If you decide to do network marketing, great. If you decide to do one of those other things, great. It's going to be what's best for you. I just like network marketing because there's really no financial risk and you don't need employees, which is great. If you have a storage unit, for example, and you want it to be passive, then you have to either hire a property manager or you have to hire employees and deal with that. If you write a book or make music, you have to keep marketing it. Same thing with a rental property. Either you have to manage it or hire someone that does. And to earn passive income with investments, you typically have to have a lot of money to begin with to actually make any type of significant passive income from your investment. So that's why I like network marketing. I think it's good for the average person. It's not easy. Nothing is easy, but I do believe that if you get serious, if you pick a good company, if you follow some of the things that I talked about in today's training, you have a much higher likelihood of success. But of course, individual results will vary. Hope you got some value out of today's training. Don't forget to check out the links and the resources in the description box below this training. Also, if you could like, comment, share, and subscribe, that'll help our channel out a lot. I appreciate you. I post a new video every day, so please come back often and check our new videos. With that, I hope you have a great day. Thanks again.